Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. I gave a previous recording with a thorough introduction to the Masechta, and it's worth it to listen to that first. The whole Masechta deals with the prohibition of working the land in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, and the sanctity of the produce that grow during that seventh year. However, the first two prakim, this Perek and the next one, deal with the concept of Tosefes Shvius, adding on to Shvius. That is to say, there are restrictions regarding the working of the land, specifically the plowing of the land, that begin prior to the seventh year, still in the sixth year. Now, Midoraisa, that starts 30 days before the beginning of Shemitah. Shemitah begins on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, so 30 days before that, the first day of Elul, is when Midoraisa, the prohibition of plowing the land, begins. That, in fact, is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael on the source of that prohibition. According to Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see soon in the Masechta, it's based on Psukim. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's not based on Psukim, it's based on a simple halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. There are no verses that allude to it, but there's a tradition going back to Sinai that one may not plow the fields of Eretz Yisrael 30 days before the onset of Shemitah. However, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that tradition, that halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, also stipulates that the restrictions of plowing the land only apply while the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Without a Beis HaMikdash, there is no restriction on plowing the land in the sixth year. The halacha is going to follow Rabbi Yishmael, which means that there is not going to be any restrictions on plowing the land in the sixth year l'halacha. However, our Mishnayos here will begin based on the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that there is a restriction in the sixth year on plowing. And not only that, but besides for the Doraisa, the Torah's prohibition, which starts 30 days before the onset of the Shemitah year, the rabbis pushed the starting point, the prohibition of when one may plow the field, further forward, meaning that earlier in the sixth year, it becomes forbidden to plow the land in Eretz Yisrael. The rabbis divided the land of Eretz Yisrael into two separate categories: Estay Lavan, generic fields where one grows grain, etc., and Estay Ilan, a field where trees are growing. We'll call it an orchard. So, if something is ground in Eretz Yisrael, which is generic ground, Estay Lavan, a regular field, the starting time from when one may no longer plow is going to be from Pesach of the sixth year. Estay Ilan, an orchard, according to Beis Hillel, one could plow in those 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, and only once Shavuos comes, as the Mishnah calls it, Atzeres, at that point, one may no longer plow the fields. So our perek here, the first perek in Masechta Shvius, is going to identify which are the fields which have the status of Estay Ilan, orchards, that one may plow in those 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. According to everyone, before Pesach, in the sixth year, one may plow whatever one's in Eretz Yisrael. According to everyone in the world of Rabbi Akiva, after Shavuos, no field in Eretz Yisrael may be plowed anymore. And the question only is for those middle 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. According to Rabbi Yishmael, which is the halacha, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no rabbinic restriction at all, and therefore these Mishnayos won't actually be applicable at all, la halacha, according to him, and lahalach, in fact. So, the Mishnah begins, Ad emasai chorshin b'stei ha'ilan erev shvius. Until when may one plow an orchard on erev shvius in the sixth year? Beishamai omrim kol zman shu yafal apri. Beishamai says, as long as it's still to the benefit of the fruit on the trees, one may plow in estei ilan, in an orchard. The rationale is that the reason why the rabbis pushed the time forward when one may no longer plow his fields, from not just 30 days before, but much before, in the sixth year, is because there's no reason to plow under normal circumstances, since plowing is to improve land, prepare land for planting. And since you can't plant in the seventh year, plowing is a suspicious activity, unnecessary, and therefore restricted. However, to the extent that the plowing helps the produce in the sixth year, it's permitted. Now, fruit on trees grow throughout the 6 year, and they're going to draw their nourishment from moisture in the ground. The rainy season, which really precedes Pesach, is when the ground gets saturated with water. And a technique to ensure that the water deeper inside the ground doesn't evaporate and escape the ground is to till, plow the topsoil. The basic idea is that little conduits for, you know, evaporation and osmotic action, capillary action, will allow for the moisture deep down to find its way out of the ground and into the air and evaporate. But if you till the topsoil, it sort of locks it in. It locks in a layer of moisture. So tilling the soil benefits the trees and the fruit on the trees in the 6 year because it keeps moisture that's within the ground locked in the ground. Provided there's still moisture in the ground, therefore it's beneficial to till the soil. At some point, as the spring ends and summer begins, or comes close, so then the ground is drying out anyways, deeper down, and there's no more benefit in tilling the soil on top, and therefore, tilling is no longer a benefit to the fruit on the trees. And therefore, Beis Shammai hold, as long as it is a benefit, one may do it. When it stops being a benefit, one no longer can do it. And just how long that will depend on how much rain there's been, how saturated the ground is, and how much water there is within the ground. So Beis Shammai say it depends from year to year. Whatever is sufficient still for benefiting the current fruit on the current trees in the 6 year, then and only till then may one plow the fields for benefit of the trees. Beis Hillel omrim ad Hatzeres. Beis Hillel say there's a fixed time in the calendar. It's Hatzeres. It's Hatzeres is another name for Shavuos, 50 days after Pesach. It becomes forbidden now to plow even a stay ilan, even an orchard. Ukrovim, divrei elu lioska divrei elu. The Mishnah points out that the truth is there's not much of a difference between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai Shita. That is to say that while Beis Shammai Shita is sort of variable from year to year, Beis Hillel says an arbitrary stop point at the time of Hatzeres. Really, it works out that under normal circumstances, on a normal year with normal rainfall, the cutoff time, according to Beis Shammai, will be roughly the same time as Beis Hillel. It could, of course, be that it's earlier or later, depending on how much rain there is, and therefore sometimes Beis Hillel will be more lenient and sometimes more strict than Beis Shammai. But whatever the case, the halacha is like Beis Hillel over here, meaning that there's just a firm cutoff date. One may plow a stay ilan, an orchard, until Hatzeres, until Shavuos, and after that one may not. And again, one more time, just repeating myself, this is according to Rabbi Akiva, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that there is no rabbinic requirement of or rabbinic prohibition of plowing fields at all in the 6 year when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And since currently there is no Beis HaMikdash, this Mishnah would not be the halacha at all.